the rest of the story. Pretty young Thelma had a date with a handsome young man. She would need a chauffeur. Her friend Dick volunteered. Dick always volunteered, even if it meant driving all the way to Los Angeles and back. Dick would eagerly escort pretty Thelma to and from her dates. Sometimes it was the only way he could be close to her. For you see, Dick was madly, impetuously, hopelessly in love with Thelma Ryan, and not even her interest in other men could discourage his ardent feelings. They had met at a community theater tryout for a play called The Dark Tower. Both of them were selected to act in it. Dick fell in love the moment he laid eyes on the slender, lively lady with the red golden hair. He offered to drive Thelma home that very night, and more remarkable still, he promptly informed her that someday they would be married. That's right, on the first date, he said, someday we will be married. Thelma was aghast, told her roommates as much when she got back to the apartment. Thank goodness that was over, she must have thought, but it was only the beginning. Dick would not leave Thelma alone. Now, it wasn't that Dick was a bad sort. He was intelligent, enthusiastic, possessed of a rather charming sense of humor. But where Thelma was concerned, his reason deserted him. And, well, I guess he just came on too strong. He sent her love poems, and he camped out on her doorstep, took every opportunity to see her. Even, as I say, to driving her to dates with other men. Thelma tried to explain that she didn't want to settle down, not now, not with anyone, especially not with an impetuous fellow named Dick. She enjoyed her high school teaching job. She enjoyed her unencumbered lifestyle and the opportunity to travel that summers afforded her. To put it very plainly, Thelma Ryan liked her freedom. She was not about to compromise that for the sake of, of this lovesick young man. But Dick persisted. And I mean he persisted for months and then for years. Thelma tried to hide from him, only to find a handwritten note later describing the lovely walk that she had declined to take with him. Thelma would insist that she could not see him because she had papers to grade, only to find him sitting there beside her, helping her grade papers. Thelma would warn him of her wanderlust, only to find herself with such affectionate nicknames as Miss Vagabond or My Irish Gypsy. And then one day, 2.5 years after the little theater performance had brought them together, Dick presented Thelma with a basket of flowers in which was concealed an engagement ring. And Thelma, by now thoroughly charmed by her persistent suitor, accepted. At long last, there were two in love. Now, some would probably say that their half-century-long love affair ended earlier this month when Thelma passed away. It did not really, nor surely will it ever. Dick would just never let that happen. You remember how stubborn he is. As he was when he first embarked on this courtship in Whittier, California, that happy springtime so long ago, with pretty, vivacious Thelma Catherine Ryan, whom the world came to respect, and all who knew her came to love, as Pat Nixon. Now you know the rest of the story.